It's Here and Now, and we're going to take a break from our top story today out of the Supreme Court to talk about fracking. I'm in San Antonio, Texas today, and the technique of pumping water, sand, and chemicals into the ground to capture oil and gas was pioneered right here in Texas. There is some opposition to it in the state, and it often goes on at the local level. That's what happened when the North Texas town of Denton passed a ban on fracking last year. As Mose Bouchel of Here and Now contributor KUT in Austin reports, what came next was a lesson on the power of the Texas oil and gas industry.
Denton's a college town of over 100,000 people. When voters approved a ban on fracking last year, worries about public health and pollution played a part. But a lot of it was quality of life related. People didn't like the noise, the traffic. Resident Debbie Terry summed it up like this.
I support drilling. Unfortunately, and it sounds very self-serving, I don't want it in my backyard.
About 60% of Dentonites voted for the ban. The victory played like a David and Goliath story in the media. Grassroots activists vanquish industry. KERA in Dallas was at the victory party.
When the crowd finally quieted down, leaders of frack-free Denton were still wide-eyed, jaws dropping. Some were crying.
That enthusiasm didn't last long. The day after the vote, Denton was hit with lawsuits by industry and the state.
What Denton did is not within the confines of our Constitution or our laws.
Todd Staples is the head of the Texas Oil and Gas Association, the industry group that filed suit against Denton.
The, you know, families that own those minerals have a right to recover those. It's a property right, just like anything in our Constitution.
But just to be extra sure, state lawmakers followed up with legislation that restricts local governments from regulating most drilling. One of them, House Bill 40, was known as the Ban on Bans. It was written by Republican State Representative Drew Darby. Here he is arguing over the bill with State Rep Sylvester Turner.
This state depends upon the oil and gas industry. 40% of our economy is based upon the oil and gas industry.
I do not differ with that.
And we need to protect that.
It was controversial. A lot of Texas politicians complain about government overreach, so you'd expect a bill that limits local control to be a hard sell. But in the end, the vote wasn't even close. In the state house, 125 lawmakers voted for the ban on bans. 20 voted against. I called one of them. Rafael Anchia is a Democratic state rep from Dallas.
It was something to behold. The oil and gas industry, you know, deployed scores of lobbyists, and they, as evidenced by the final vote count, did a great job.
HB 40 was quickly signed by Governor Greg Abbott. Soon after, even with the local ban still on the books, fracking started again in Denton, just on the outskirts of town. For the anti-fracking movement, Denton went from being a beacon of hope to a cautionary tale so quickly, a lot of people are still trying to make sense of it. Not Bobby Jones.
Exactly what I thought would probably happen happened.
He owns land in Denton and leases it to drilling companies. He supports HB 40.
The one thing you don't do in Texas is mess with gas and oil. There's too many dollars for too many tax dollars. It goes to too many things.
Oil and gas generated over $15 billion in state and local taxes last year, according to industry. But when you talk to people opposed to the bill, they mention another kind of money, political donations. Texans for Public Justice, a group that monitors lobbying, says oil and gas interests gave $5.5 million to state lawmakers in the last election cycle. That averaged $56,000 apiece per state senator. Anita Cashin's backyard provides a view of the fracking in West Denton.
They can do what they want to do, I guess. You can't do much about it, so you live with it. Because it's the gas people are in it for the money. They don't care about anybody else.
So, what comes next? Protesters have been blocking traffic in front of a Denton fracking site defending the ban. They say what started as a local fight could become a statewide battle over the rights of Texas cities. Deborah Goldberg is a lawyer that defended the Denton ban. She thinks HB 40, the law that struck it down, could be challenged on constitutional grounds.
We right now just need to figure out what is the most strategic approach.
Others see a different future. Remember Rafael Anchia, the Dallas state rep that voted against HB 40? He says that, equipped with the new law, the industry could sue any Texas town that regulates drilling.
I worry that in Dallas, the Dallas ordinance is also going to be challenged because it has a 1,500-foot setback requirement from churches and schools and parks.
If a town is challenged, it will have to make a decision, change its drilling rules, or pour city funds into a legal battle with industry. In Denton, the city council made its choice. It repealed its fracking ban last week. For Here and Now, I'm Mose Bushell in Austin.
What a day, Robin, with the news out of the Supreme Court. You can just feel the history going on right here in San Antonio. As soon as that decision came out, just a lot of talk about what this means.
Well, we're reminded it's been a remarkable week, starting with a nationwide debate over the Confederate flag. We also have a funeral, sort of a day of mourning in Charleston. It has been quite a time we're in.
Absolutely. And we are here to cover it all. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR. In association with the BBC World Service, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.